USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Retired U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will step down as president of the National Rifle Association, saying he was being forced out due to his allegations that NRA leaders engaged in financial improprieties. Speaking at the group's convention in Indianapolis, NRA First Vice President Richard Childress read a letter written by North.
I was confronted by NRA board members and donors who expressed concern about the amount of money the NRA was paying to the Brewer Law Firm. Many times, I and others tried to outside independent office of these matters. We were rebuffed repeatedly.
North said he believes a committee should be set up to review the NRA's finances. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders causing a stir within his own party after saying at a campaign rally that all prisoners behind bars should be allowed to vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Baltimore's Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh will be taking an indefinite leave of absence, citing a battle with pneumonia. Although she's not in a hospital, her attorney, Steve Silverman, says she is too sick right now to deal with a scandal involving children's books she authored and then sold to the University of Maryland Medical System and elsewhere.
When you are critical, you're in a hospital, but that doesn't mean that you're not ill. I mean, I'm not lying to you. She's ill.
It was revealed last month that the mayor had sold her children's books, the Healthy Holly series, to entities that have business deals with the city. The book deal are being investigated by the state. She's been on leave since April 1st. The Baltimore City Council has asked for her resignation. Sri Lankan authorities have conducted a raid on a safe house associated with the Easter Sunday bombings. At least 15 civilians, including women and children, were caught up and killed in the firefight. President Donald Trump and Japan's prime minister are opening up trade talks between the two countries. Trump expressed confidence Friday that a bilateral trade deal between the U.S. and Japan can be reached quickly, despite ongoing differences over tariffs. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An 11-minute audio tape obtained by KCTV in Kansas City, purportedly recorded by the fiancé of Kansas City Chiefs Tyreek Hill in early March, has caused police to reopen the case involving them and their 3-year-old son. The child suffered a broken arm, and on the tape, the fiancé questions Hill about his involvement.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
On the tape, Hill denies responsibility for the child's broken arm.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then why did he say daddy did it? Why? Why did he say daddy did it?
Both parents have lost custody of the child, and Hill has been banned from team activities. Johnson County District Attorney Stephen Howe decided not to file charges last month against either parent for hurting the child. He said Thursday he believed a crime was committed, but did not know who to charge. An Iraq war veteran deliberately drove into a group of pedestrians because he thought some of the people were Muslim, according to California authorities. 34-year-old Isaiah Peoples faces 8 counts of attempted murder for injuring 8 people, including 4 who remain hospitalized. The most seriously injured is a 13-year-old Sunnyvale girl of South Asian descent. Family members say the former U.S. Army sharpshooter suffered PTSD after serving in Iraq. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.